Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we welcome you back for hour number two. We thank you so much for joining us on a Monday evening. If you missed anything in our first hour, Christian Baldwin from Douglas, Coach Jackie Candy from Stranahan, or Coach George Stubbs, who is a new coach for Miami Carroll City, just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and we're right there. And you could listen to any interview we do this evening, and we certainly welcome you in make this show a tremendous show. And last week, as I said, being on the road at Dave & Buster's and taking a look at the new format for the 2024 Broward County Football Showcase, National Football Showcase. I mean, you're going to have Bishop Gorman, St. John Bosco coming in. You have Milton of Georgia will be here as well. And certainly our next guest is somebody who's heard of all those schools and he's recruited those schools along the way in his tremendous career. And he is in his second year as the head coach at Florida Atlantic University. Welcome in Coach Tom Herman. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you having me.
Got a chance to watch you guys first day in pads. You were busy. I didn't want to bother you. I was over there, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing some really, really decent bodies there. And I know the deal is every year, you, especially with the portal and some of the other ways of getting the kids, is to change your roster and to become better. And, you know, and you did so. And talk about that, because, you know, I walk up and – I look at, you know, a quarterback who really impressed me. I look at Phil Dunham, who I covered in, we covered in high school, and I thought that he pretty much had NFL written on him back in the day.
Yeah, he stands out, and he still does, doesn't he, Larry?
Yeah, he does. And watching them, and certainly guys like that, and you know, the emergence of Mobley at running back, and who's done, you know, gotten bigger and stronger, and a guy who's kind of like a really intelligent kid. Talk about that, because you could always tell the difference. And I remember back in the day when Greg Schiano used to bring his Rutgers contingent down to South Florida every year, and he would hold these little camps or combines, and every year he would say to me, he goes, "Look, we got faster than last year. We got faster than last year." Do you see that total difference just in a year, you know, of the program that you took over and what you, you know, what you're kind of molding it into now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, two things to that point. One, as much as this feels like when we took over at the University of Houston, you know, it's a fertile recruiting ground, American Conference, the whole nine, you know, what people fail to remember, that was an 8-win team that we took over at Houston. And obviously we went on to win 13 and in year one, beat Florida State pretty handily in the Peach Bowl that year as well. And so I say that to tell you, though, we've also taken over another program that was coming off three straight losing seasons. And in year one, we scraped by with 6 wins, and it was tough just to get those 6 wins. And but in year two is when we won 10, and we beat Oklahoma, beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And so I really do think when a program has had consecutive losing seasons to the point where really nobody in that locker room has won, that it takes more than a year. It really does. And we've got that right. Feeling to us, much like we did going into year two when we took over at Texas. And but to your point, we were the last year's team was 1-5 in one score games. That was the only time in my history with a losing record in one score game. So that'll tell you two things. One, we had the requisite talent to be in those games, including Illinois in the Big Ten on the road. You know, that was a 6-point game, but not quite enough talent to carry us, right? To be the edge, to be the difference. And we had a requisite culture to be in those games, but we weren't quite over the edge to maybe if we weren't as talented as a team, we could beat them with our culture. And maybe if we didn't have as good a culture of a team, we could beat them with our talent. We were neither last year. We were really, really close. And so we feel like we've upgraded the talent, and by doing so, we were very, very selective with who we took and who we signed. We signed the second most high school players in our conference. We still believe in Florida high school football players and the way they're coached, and then bring them to us, and we'll develop them into what God intended them to be. But we feel like we've improved the talent just enough to be better in those one score games, and we've improved our culture enough to be better in those one score games too.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tom Herman joins us, head coach at Florida Atlantic University, and you bring out a good point, especially, and you know from your past stops, when you start attracting kids just in to see your program, and they're high-level kids, that's a real testament to what you're doing. And I saw, you know, just being on hand, you know, for that event, or, you know, just going on the internet and seeing a lot of the kids posting pictures and, you know, and you're looking, wait a minute, that kid's also being recruited by FSU and that kid's also being recruited by Miami and Georgia. So when you have an opportunity to bring those type of kids on campus and their parents, you know, I had an opportunity to talk to a couple of the parents at the events and, you know, how they enjoyed the atmosphere. And, you know, that was the one thing. They go, wow, I never thought FAU was like this. This is really nice. And the beautiful stadium and our work. I mean, everything kind of falls into place. Talk about that, because when you could start attracting big time kids on your campus so they could see what you got, that may be the difference in him going to your school over maybe another school.
Yeah. And you know, we did that at Houston. We made going to the university so cool and the right thing to do that to this day, we're still the only group of five school to ever sign a five-star in Ed Oliver. And to all the five-stars in the state of Florida that are listening right now, Ed was the smartest one I'd ever met, because coming out of high school, he said, Coach, if I don't get injured, I'm going to play in the NFL regardless of where I go to college. And he was right, to the tune of being the ninth pick in the first round after 3 years of college. So Ed said, I have an opportunity to represent my hometown, much like the kids in the Tri-County area have a chance to represent Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. I have an opportunity to get trained by championship level coaches, and I have a chance to do so all while making a name for myself and building a brand that I have already built. Now, you fast forward to the collective era now, Larry, I'm not sure that an Ed Oliver happens, because we just can't. We were beating Wisconsin and Indiana and Rutgers on players at the University of Houston. And if dollars didn't matter, we could at FAU. But right now our hope is that that five-star goes and gets paid at whatever school is going to pay him the millions of dollars to come sign with that school or collective to do that work for them. And then hopefully when they're not playing as much as they thought, or the atmosphere isn't what they thought, that we've left an impression on them such that when they do decide to transfer, that we're an attractive place for them.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Practice continues. Spring game on the 13th of April, which is a noon contest. I was there last year. A lot of fun. Got a lot of chance to see a whole lot of kids. That's the thing. If you're, you know, in South Florida area and you have the 13th at noon to, you know, come by, you're going to get a chance to see a lot of players that you know. And that's the one thing, too. You're recruiting that Tri-County area. Yeah, you got kids from upstate and Orlando and Tampa. But you have a lot of kids that, as you mentioned, that from that tri-state, tri-county area that come back or sign with you. And I know walking around and seeing some of the kids, you know, almost every other kid would come up to me, hey, what's up? What's up? And I go, oh, wow. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, that's a lot of, you know, players, more so than I ever remembered. And
no doubt.
That's a great thing. And,
To your point too, and I don't know where you live, Larry, but and this is certainly no disrespect to the rest of the state, but if you look at the numbers, they will tell you that somewhere on any given year, somewhere around 80% of the Division I signees that have Tama FL after their address, meaning that they're from the state of Florida, somewhere around 80% are from the three counties that we just named. So the state of Florida as a state certainly gets its just deserves for sure, but we feel like even within the state of Florida, the best and most talented brand of Florida or of football is played right here in these three counties.
Yeah, no doubt. To answer your question, I lived seven blocks from the number two team in the nation last year, Chaminade Madonna. So
no doubt.
It's yeah, it's a good thing to, and you're 100% right. Having been down here, you know, basically all my life, and
covering sleep in my own bed when I recruit, which is always a good thing. It's to not have to stay in hotels very often when you recruit.
No, you don't. And the great thing is I, you know, went during the spring last year and into the season, I saw a lot of FAU coaches, and you know, you look at who you have on staff, you know, from Brandon Harris and guys that know the landscape of South Florida, Derek Gibson, certainly people are respectful of them for what they did.
We had Corey Bell for a year.
So
we feel you look at, We lost, we had 10 assistant coaches, and for a group of five school to only lose one, that being Corey Bell, and we thank Corey for his time with us. But it just goes to show you, you know, the attractiveness of Florida Atlantic, not just, hey, yeah, I get to live in Boca, but coaches want to win too, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
coaches
yeah.
understand that their resume and then their next best job or their next better job or then their next promotion goes to winners. And nine of our 10 coaches stuck around. And to me, including and also our strength coach, our chief of staff. So I think we all know we're building something pretty special here. And, you know, we're doing it in South Florida. We're doing it in Boca Raton. And it's an exciting time too, because in the American Conference, having made that jump in conferences just last season, and myself having coached in this conference before, now with the 12-team playoff, Larry, you win the American Conference, you're going to go to the playoffs. And
you are. We
have, and you can say that about the Big Ten and the SEC. Sure, you can, but we all know there's about four teams every year that go into those leagues with a legitimate chance at winning it.
I agree.
Where the American, you know, there's probably 8 to 10 every year that are going to have a legitimate chance at winning it, and we're going to be one of them. We were one of four with even a mathematical chance of playing in the championship game with 4 weeks left to play last year, and the wheels fell off. But we're awfully close, and when we do get there this year, it's going to mean a trip to the playoffs, which is going to be even more exciting.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. Looking forward to the 13th of April. If you hadn't had an opportunity to get out and see FAU and a lot of the new kids and new faces. And as you said, and Coach Rock is one of my favorite. He's one of my favorites all time. Great guy, great person. And Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon. Appreciate you guys.
All right. And remember, April 3rd, Women's Clinic, too. So that supports our NIL collective as well. So, Larry, I appreciate you having me. You're the godfather of high school and college sports in this state. And it's been an honor, man. Go Owls. I appreciate you.
You You too, Coach. Thanks so much. Coach Tom Herman, head coach at FAU, a good dude and certainly a good product. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk UCF. Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.